a popular Outcast production.
How's it look on the computer though?
Not nothing. There's that line is just really not doing anything.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, that happened before, right?
So loud.
Ow! Ah! Woo! Woo!
No, it's good.
All right.
Okay, good.
We're silly.
All right.
We all got sugar high from Aislinn's amazing carrot cake.
Oh my god, you guys shut up!
Oh, it's
no,
so
it's super good.
Good.
Seriously, thank so you. Good.
Stop it.
Do you want some
just
more?
Stop it.
Barky barks.
Not at the moment, but thank you.
Okay.
Barky Bark?
Oh, root beer. Barks root beer.
Bill's fun.
Bork's root boar.
Root boar.
So, welcome to episode 42 of Girls on Girls once again. Bill
42.
Is
42.
Yes. 42.
Thanks, Bill. That's how you say 42.
How many?
That's it. You have to sing your responses for the rest of the episode. Yes.
Okay. How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? 42. Get it? 42 is the answer to everything.
I know,
it's
Bill.
A nerd thing. Maybe you guys didn't think. Oh,
I've read it, Bill. Thank
That's
you.
How much nerds. This is what nerds sound like.
Yes. I read the book, Bill. Thank you.
What book?
Hitchhiker's Guide. I like to say it like a metal album. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I would totally read that again. I should read that again.
I should read that, period.
I should read more often is what I should do.
We say that all the time.
What's
Let's
books?
Just fucking stop kidding ourselves. We're never going to read.
I know. Why don't I do that? Because it's not...
I'm busy.
It's not that I'm busy. I just need to turn the TV off.
I watch shows.
Are you being Bella Swan?
Yes. I'm clumsy. It's too gray. It's too green.
Oh, God. That is a reference to the podcast Let's Get Twiharted, if you're unaware.
You
Twiharder. New moon.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight annoys me so much that even listening to Twiharted, I can't.
Oh, dude, no. Twiharted's great.
It is, but I'm just like, oh, dear God.
I'm so proud. Be a part of that.
I'm around so many people who really like Twilight.
Like, genuinely like it.
Genuinely like it. And then I'm just like, every time they're talking about it, I'm like,
why do they still talk about it?
Why do
Twilight's
you still
not even relevant
like
anymore.
This?
I don't know.
I was rereading New Moons.
No, they like the movies more.
I've watched Breaking Dawn Part 1
it
again.
It was a new moon. A lunar eclipse.
Because they're the same thing.
Yes.
Dummy.
Oh, Lord.
God damn it.
What a boner.
What a boner.
I hate Stephanie Meyer so much.
Where are you on Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, shit. Season 5. Halfway through.
You're at season 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Halfway through season 4. That's where I'm at. About.
Buddy.
Yeah. Does it get crazy?
I really can't wait until you catch up.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. How many seasons are there?
I think they're on the sixth season on television right now.
Wait, they're airing new ones on TV right now?
I don't know. Let's find out.
We should be...
Is it a half hour or an hour show?
Hour.
Ugh. Yeah. Everything I want to watch is like a freaking hour show.
Yeah.
Torchwood is an hour.
I'm still watching Angel.
Oh, I like Angel.
I tried to watch Buffy.
I think...
Does this count as me singing?
I wasn't into it. I don't... I should be.
You really should be into Buffy.
Buffy?
But it might be one of those things... What's that?
I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
It might be a generational gap, though.
Yeah, like, if you went back and watched, like, some of the stuff from the childhood, you might be like, wait, this doesn't hold up.
Right.
Speaking of childhood, AJ and I have been watching old Transformers episodes.
So
they are so terrible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You using
so
that
bad.
Matrix box set we gave AJ.
Yeah. He has it all spread open on the computer desk, and we're just flipping. Well, I don't want to watch this one. I want to watch this one. This one. I'm like, I'm learning all kinds of crazy, fun stuff about Transformers. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Oh, fuck, son.
It's a Vanarchy.
Yeah. they have. That was pretty good.
Bringing it back.
Six seasons finished, right?
There's 82 episodes.
Yeah. There's only 66, I think, on Netflix. Season 6 is not on Netflix, right?
Roger. Yet.
So I'm thinking what's going to happen is whenever Season 7 airs, they'll put Season 6 on Netflix.
Right.
I will record Season 7 while it's playing. That way I can be all caught up. Because I got to watch the old stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, I've actually like gotten online and looked and read like spoilers and shit because I do that to myself.
Oh, so, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm a dick. I do that shit though. No. I already know like some people that die.
No,
so. I know. Sometimes when I get books too, I'll read the last couple pages.
What the hell?
What? Come on now.
I can't take it.
I spoil myself.
You are nuts.
I spoil shit for myself.
You are a crazy person, woman.
I know. I'm such a dickhead.
Who does that?
I do.
Crazy person woman.
Because like, if it's, especially if it's like a series book, I'm like, I gotta find out what happens right now.
Oh my god.
I do. I get crazy.
You have no patience.
I don't. I am a very impatient person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then yeah. I'll buy books like, did you guys hear that Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children? Did you ever hear that book?
I've heard of that.
It's a really good book. They came out with the second one, but and I have it. I've owned it for like a month, but I won't read it because I want to reread the first one, but I'm too lazy to fucking read the book.
Audible for yeah. When you're too lazy to read books.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Bill, we don't have to plug that.
We can plug Audible or Amazon. It doesn't matter.
Well, we just plugged Audible.
She just
or we can plug both.
We can just say that Audible's a thing, though. We're not plugging it. I didn't say audibletrial.com/popout. Get your free audiobook. Get your free 30-day trial. They've got all of the books, and they're as big as footballs.
Oh, I'll plug Audible. What?
I'll plug it so hard.
I'll plug that Audible shit. Right up.
Every hole.
Oh, yeah. Man. All every 18 port. Every port. All 19 ports.
Oh, my God.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
With your router address.
Did you guys see the movie The Conjuring?
No.
Was that Stephen? Or wait, Christian Bale?
Yes, Bill.
Or is that?
No, not Christian Bale.
Is that? That's not Christian Bale and Edward Norton. That's.
Are you thinking of The Prestige?
Yeah, they came out at the same time. No, oh, you're thinking.
You're thinking of two different movies.
Christ, I'm thinking of like The Prestige and
the Illusionist.
The Illusionist. When it's The Conjuring, which is like a horror movie. We saw that.
Yeah, we saw that. That's what I just said about 5 minutes ago.
I know, but
I like it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I agreed that I saw it. Especially when it was Hugh Jackman was in it. Yeah. He was a magician.
He was Wolverine or something. It was crazy.
There were many of him.
Yeah. Spoiler, in case anybody hasn't seen The Prestige.
It's been out for a very long time.
I don't think they would have.
It's been out for like 8 years.
Oh, yeah. That movie. Oh, my God.
I would hope that they wouldn't have
so
caught
good.
On to it.
I told my first boyfriend that I wanted to sleep with him during that movie.
Ew.
It was my first time.
I want
to
sleep with
you. During
not
the
during
movie?
The movie. I told him that I was.
Okay,
why
I was
watching
like,
it.
You just
I
wanna,
was like,
you wanna look
I
at Christian Bale's face.
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
For me, it was all about David Bowie.
I still do that.
Dude, he was playing Nikola Tesla.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So many times during Supernatural. Yeah, sweetie, I love you so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, just I don't
look.
Oh, hi. You're right here.
You're watching Dean Winchester.
She's fucking lying.
I'm
anyway.
Kidding.
Anyway.
That was me. I was looking at Dean Winchester.
He's looking at Dean. I'm looking at Sam.
Ew, Sam. He's got a weird.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't have a weird anything. He's pretty cute.
I took a Gilmore Girls quiz the other day of which guy you'd be with. On BuzzFeed, Aislinn, I saw that face over there.
I can't wait. Make
fun of me.
Sorry, I'm really trying hard not to laugh.
I never watched Gilmore Girls,
but I was with the same actor.
You got Dean. What's his name?
Yep.
Who?
No. Yeah.
Jared Padalecki played
Jared
a character
Padalecki.
Named Dean on Gilmore Girls.
Jensen
are you serious?
Yes.
I
didn't know Jared Padalecki was in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's a Jared Padalecki?
What's a Jensen Ackles?
What kind of name is that?
That is
anyway.
A weird name.
Jensen Ackles is cute as shit.
Oh my god, I know.
I don't care what anybody says.
I know.
He's adorable.
It's true.
Totes adorbs.
touch my own butt thinking about that guy.
What does that even mean?
If the pizza man loves the babysitter, why does he smack her bottom? Is that what you guys do for kicks? Watch porn with an angel in a hotel room?
Turn that off!
I fucking love it.
Such a good show.
We're rewatching the fifth season of Breaking Bad and noticed that Bobby Singer is in the
first episode.
You mean the actual
guy who played Bobby Singer, not Robert Singer.
Did you know that he is actually like fluent in Japanese?
That's so fucking great.
I believe that. I've seen him in... I just saw him in something else recently that I was like, oh my God, it's Bobby!
Yeah, he's
cool. He was also... she's dead now, but he was married to a cast member, I think, from Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, neat.
She was on one of the Star Treks.
Bev Crusher. She's not dead, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, they just did a thing. Yeah, they just did a thing for her.
I was just going to say something and I totally lost
my
it.
My bae. It's my bee.
Oh God,
my actor crush is on a new TV show.
Oh God, is it Sons of Anarchy?
No, it's the Red Road. It's on Sundance Channel.
Nope,
I haven't watched it yet. We recorded the first two episodes, but Jason Momoa, my boy,
who
Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones, Jason Momoa,
never had it.
Hottest guy on the fucking planet.
Gonna have to IMDb that shit.
Oh my God,
I don't know. Ashley, what are you sucked into over there, boss?
I was so looking hot. To see what Jim Beaver is also in. He's the actor's name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bobby Singer. He's 63.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys know that Brad Pitt, like 2 years ago, and Wilford Brimley in Cocoon were the same age? They were both 55 at that time.
Brad Pitt's 55?
Yeah.
I thought he just turned 50.
Maybe he was 50 and maybe...
Oh, yeah, he was in an episode of Dexter,
maybe
too.
He was 50. Yeah, maybe he was 50 and he was also... And Wilford Brimley was 50 when he was in Cocoon.
Yes.
Yeah, there was
you know what?
That's so fucked up.
Every time I watch Revolution, I love that show. I watch it, Billy Burke's in it, and every time I fucking watch it, all I say in my head is, Chata Swan!
So cool.
I can't stop.
Yes.
Can't every time he's on screen, I'm like, where's your fucking mustache?
Yeah.
King Mustache Dad.
Yeah.
Chata Swan.
What was it? Didn't...
No, it's Eric Yorkie Lives.
Oh, God.
Hashtag Eric Yorkie Lives.
Oh, there was something on one of... I think it was most recent episode of Serving Ice, maybe. There was a phrase that I was like, oh, man, you guys need to get t-shirts of that. But I can't fucking think of it now.
Oh, no.
Right?
Have to re-listen to Serving Ice.
I don't think they'll mind us blowing this up. We can ask your audience as well.
Mm.
Delusional Loners.
Mm-hmm.
We're making buttons that say the dip dip and then a circle with a line through them. Because you're not supposed to do the dip dip.
I don't get it.
I'm
sorry, Chris and Andrew. I've never listened to Delusional Loners.
Oh, hey, I'm on that too, you know.
Well, it's
okay.
They're on the cover image, Bill.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
That's okay. You're not supposed to do the dip dip.
Okay.
What's the dip dip?
You know, the dip dip.
I don't know what that is.
The dip dip.
Dip.
Oh. Like, you're not supposed
to do the chewing tobacco. Yeah. So... There was like three episodes in a row that we were just like, don't do the dip dip.
Oh, you guys.
You guys are silly.
I can't wait to record with them tonight because we're going to harmonize like a motherfucker.
Oh my God. That is so ridiculous.
Are you going to sing all your answers?
Can you hear it when we're recording?
Yes.
I bet you love it.
I'm just like, oh my God, they're doing it again. They fucking try to harmonize together and I'm like, you're not even close.
Oh, it sounds so good.
No, it does not.
I'm sure it does. I'm jealous that I'm not here for that.
Oh my God.
Ashley probably thinks
around.
She's at work.
Yeah.
Bunch of dogs howling in the back.
Yeah.
I'm tuned out at this point. There's so much barking. It's always with the barking.
We don't bark.
What are you talking about?
We bite.
Anyway.
Where my dogs at? That was my really bad DMX.
Oh Lord.
Mm-mm.
So tell us about your band.
Yeah, Bill.
I have a band.
Bill has a band. Talk about yourself.
Mm.
What do you do for a living, Bill?
Podcast.
What do I do that pays me money, or what do I do to keep from falling over. Because that's
what you
sleep.
Do with your life and what you work, what you do for work are two different things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like my job a lot. Don't get me wrong. And I like my boss a lot. Don't get me wrong.
I ran into your boss like 5 times at Giant today. We checked out at the same time, like at the end of the visit. And then like we're leaving the parking lot and she's right there. She's right in front of us.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Stalker. It was weird. Yeah. I was like, it looks like we're fucking stalking poor Jesse.
Yeah. She's the best. She really, really is. Okay, so I'm in a band. It's called Martian Conspiracy Theory. We recently started a Facebook page.
It's true. Go like it.
Yeah, facebook.com/Martian Conspiracy Theory. Yes, it's long. That's okay.
Can you spell it for the spelling impaired?
Martian. No.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy.
We'll put a link.
Theory. Yeah.
On the blog post.
Bill will put a link.
I will put a link because I'm the one that does the blog posts.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one who does the blog posts?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. I've been She's doing strong, them for 40 weeks now.
Yeah. She's strong, independent woman.
And I do the Facebook posts when I fucking feel like it.
I'm just gonna drink my beer over here. Pretend like I'm not this stupid.
It's
for
fine.
Not knowing that.
Don't talk into your beer bottle.
That
yeah,
so
that
funny.
Sounds really weird.
It's all echoey.
Ashley's living
here. Do you want to hear what this sounds like?
How are you doing? Oh my God.
Okay, that's basically what Martian Conspiracy Theory sounds like.
That's about it.
We also started a Reverb Nation page so that you can go to the Facebook page and actually listen to the songs.
Yes.
The album cover is up. On the
I saw you guys finally got your album cover.
Yeah, Mr. Vox the Devil, aka John Smith. I always do it that way because I think John Smith is the made up name, and Vox the
it
Devil
does
is
sound
the real
kind
name.
Of made up.
Yeah, Vox the Devil's is.
He's the founder of the Mormon religion, right?
Yeah. Wait.
No.
Yeah, John Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
But wasn't he also the guy that like Pocahontas was?
That's another. That's another John Smith.
Nope. John Smith just keeps regenerating. He's the doctor.
Can that
the doctor's
be
real name is John Smith.
Can that please be real? Awesome.
And now he's a really good artist.
Yeah. He's a fucking dopest. I love that kid.
John Smith, he has something to tell
he
us.
He is fucking hilarious.
Yes.
If you haven't seen his video from the last open mic, oh my God, you need to watch it.
Oh, it's hysterical.
It is the shit.
It reminded me of so many times with my brother.
Yeah.
That kid rules. Rules. I don't know what I can't say.
You're
enough
a bitch
good.
And I hate you.
Yes. I can't say enough good about that dude.
Seriously.
It's so great. But yeah, he did that, and we're going to have the compact disc manufactured.
Now, is he doing like a full like jacket for your CDs? Is he also doing the image that'll go on the CD?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He's doing the whole thing.
Whole fucking cool
whole
kid.
Shit.
Now, are you just doing like a cardboard jacket deal? Or
we're
are you
not
doing 100%. Like jewel cases?
We're not 100%. Okay. I know that it's basically like, it's we could go either way. You know what I mean?
Is
yeah.
it full length?
8 songs.
Okay.
8 songs?
Yeah, that would be full length.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's EP.
Yeah. I think an EP is like 6 or less.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
LP, I mean.
Yes.
It would be an LP. Yeah. A long play. That's what that
You couldn't put
for.
It on a 45.
No. Along with a brim full of Asha. Nobody knows that song. I'm going to look and see how many songs there are because I'm stupid and cannot count. Let's see what we have here.
What bands are some of the major influences of your band?
Ooh. Well,
Clutch.
I think a lot of like we have a lot of bands that are that we listen to that are similar, but a lot of bands that we listen to that are very different. Yeah, 8 songs.
Okay.
Technically, one is a part one and part two, but they're pretty different enough. But I mean, we all like Clutch. We all like Primus. We all like. Voivod.
How would you describe your genre of music? Metal, rock,
space rock.
Cool.
We are listed on we are listed on the indie category of Reverb Nation because it's not like what people think of rock and roll. Like, I would prefer to be called rock and roll, just because rock and roll is rock and roll.
Right. Still rock and roll to me.
Yeah, exactly. Say that. I always consider stuff like...
Fuck you if you don't like Billy Joel.
Yeah. Exactly.
Seriously.
I think of anything... I think rock and roll is a very broad spectrum, and I think that, for me personally, I think that, like, all the different bands that are, you know, you have, like, your more metal bands, and then you have your more hardcore bands, and you have your more, like, melodic metal stuff. With few exceptions, most of that still falls under rock and roll, as far as I'm concerned. Like, especially, like, what people would call, like, newer hardcore stuff.
Right.
Because the riffs are, like... Kiss riffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath have as much in common with like The Sword, and well, I mean, they sound like The Sword. The Sword sounds like your favorite Black Sabbath song. So, yeah, like it just kind of all goes together under that category. But kids don't think of rock and roll.
No.
Yeah, so there's really...
I don't think they think of rock and roll anymore at all. Everything's all electronic and, like, weird shit now.
Yeah, yeah. It's really interesting how, like...
Music progresses.
Yeah, yeah.
It is weird.
The stuff that I listen to is like, oh, you listen to this, and it's like...
It makes you wonder where it's going next.
Yeah, what is an emo? What is an emo? At the drive-in? Is that considered emo? You know what I mean? Like... And I remember
the answer,
like,
to that is no.
Right.
But anyway.
Nope.
And but like that's the thing is that like I remember going to shows that, you know, I've been in band since I was 18. And I remember going to shows and it would be like, you know, six or seven bands playing and Gesundheit. And there would be like six different types of music. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it was the same crowd. You know, and now it seems, and maybe I'm wrong because I'm out of touch. But
with the kids.
Yeah, they just, it just seems like, oh, I only listen to like this. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I only listen to like these three bands.
Well,
I don't think so. I'm sorry. No. I hear a lot of people saying like, oh, I listen to everything.
Yeah, but they don't.
Bullshit, you do.
I know.
When's the last time you bought a flamenco record?
Yeah, exactly. I listen to everything except for country and rap.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I hate those people.
I hate when people say that, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Except for some Johnny Cash, and I do like
I really like
Eminem.
Old country.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Like old country.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucking country.
Yeah, exactly. And new country is not really
new country
anymore.
New country is pop music.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
new country. Is
it's
pop
the same thing as
point,
new
yeah.
new hip-hop is.
That's
also,
where rockabilly comes in.
Yeah.
Reviving the old country.
Exactly. Like, you like have your, well...
The old country.
Waylon Speed.
Yeah. Oh,
fucking
man.
Love that band.
There was a recently a guy who worked... He's a critic for country music. And he works for some magazine or something that's like... He was a highly, like, regarded dude. And he put together a video. And he was like, in 2013, these are the... You know, these were the top 50 songs or whatever. And, you know, like in the charts. Uh-huh. And he was like, and they all sang about this. And it was like, you know, like going to the, you know, like getting in the pickup truck and women wearing tight jeans. And he would play like, and it was like six clips of
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, I remember you showing yeah. that.
They're so interchangeable.
Right, exactly. And it was literally like the same lines over and over and over again. And it was like.
We're going to go down on the farm.
Yeah, or like,
or
go
no,
sit, yeah, sit, bathe in the moonlight was one of them, and sit by the, you know, sit in the grass near the stream and
crack open a beer.
Yeah, drinking beers.
Driving my tractor.
Driving a tractor. And
my dog died.
Yeah.
Woman left me.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, but then you think about like everything. I think all music suffers from that to a degree because,
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. if you think about like hip hop. I don't know how much you guys think about hip hop, but it's,
there are tropes that it does fall into.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you know, like I'm making a lot of money. I used to sell drugs. I am now the best. There's something that's really
I am a rock god, rap god.
No, he said rock god.
It was a rock god.
He said that he is the biggest rock star ever. Kanye West said that he is.
Oh, I meant Eminem.
Oh no,
I was trying to quote him.
Yeah,
and I messed up
Kanye.
Yeah. Oh, Kanye. Oh,
Northwest.
Kanye. Yeah.
Northwest.
But then again, I mean, like, Frank Zappa named his kid Moon Unit and Dweezil and Ahmed, which Ahmed's a, like a regular name, but...
I thought it was just Ahmed.
I thought it was Ahmet.
Maybe it is Ahmet. Ahmet.
It's
maybe
it's Ahmet. It's A-H-M-E-T.
Yeah, because it's like the Egyptian...
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to think Dweezil was the hot one, but as I'm older, it's all about Ahmet.
Yeah, he's definitely the
one. I was going to go with Moon Unit.
Well,
Moon Unit's a chick.
If we're going for the girls.
We have the her and I have the same birthday.
I think his like first daughter had like a really normal name, and then like the rest of them. And it's the same thing with the Phoenix family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
like,
River.
Joaquin, River, who was...
Hey, River's
Rainbow, Leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you making shit up?
No.
They're real.
What is
Key West?
Isn't one named Sunshine?
I don't remember. But anyway, yeah. Well, that was also because they were in that cult, so like they all changed their names.
Yeah,
and then I don't know.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, like I don't know.
What number am I? Can you turn me down?
You are number 3, I believe.
Oh, loud. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Much better.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, like people get. But then again, I mean, you named your kid Northwest. It's like two directions. Like what? Like that's just.
It would be even better if her middle name was By North.
North by Northwest. That's pretty good.
Did you see the? Did you see the
Kanye's
response
a huge
to that
Hitchcock
with people?
Fan.
Yeah.
With like pictures of like Drake Bell saying, "I'm going to name my first kid Taco."
Yeah, right.
Like, I forget what the rest of them.
Like
Bell's adorable.
There's a lot of actors and people that name their kids weird shit.
There's also like
Moxie
regular.
Crime Fighter.
Yeah, Moxie Crime Fighter is one of the best names.
Gillette.
Yeah, Penn Gillette's kids.
Oh, one of who's the dude from
Jason Lee?
Yeah, Jason Lee. His
Inspector.
Kids are Inspector Pilot or something.
Yeah, Inspector Pilot. Inspector.
Kevin Smith went for just the traditional route. Harley Quinn Smith.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Yeah, how old is she now? She's like 13, right?
No, oh my God, she's like in college.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, then I don't feel bad for thinking she's kind of attractive. Then.
Maybe not college, but definitely later into high school. Like she's getting into making films like her dad.
If she's over 16.
Yeah, but you didn't
Yeah.
Excuse you? If she's over 16?
The state of Pennsylvania considers...
Bill.
18.
16.
You are a 37-year-old man.
I looked it up the other day.
You for what?
Wait a
for
second.
What? Why did you look that up?
Internet stuff, science. No. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Girls in other countries get married when they're 12.
Let us all remind ourselves.
Okay.
Forced into marriage.
Let us all remind ourselves of the Matthew Smith debacle.
Matthew Smith.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
Is he a lot older than you?
Wait.
Okay, I'm wrong. No. She's like 15.
She's horrifying.
Bill!
Disgusting.
Born in June of 1999.
I'm sorry. I meant.
She's a pretty young
thing. I meant Frances Bean Cobain.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine then.
Yeah.
She was born in
the,
yeah,
she was born like in the early 90s. She's probably like Ashley's age.
Yeah.
That's much
she
better.
She must have
that's
been
perfect.
Born in like 93.
Bill.
Yeah.
Because he died in 94.
Yeah.
She was still a baby.
She's
really
posing
pretty.
Nude in French model in French magazine.
She's
so
really
she's
pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She looks an awful lot.
Yeah.
Who is this girl? What's her name?
Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean.
Get with it.
She was born in 92, so she's 22.
92.
Huh. She will be 22 this year.
Dodged a bullet on that one, guys.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah.
Bill,
you can't tell me that's not a normal thing. You can't look at somebody and go, oh, they're attractive. Oh, fuck. It's not like I called her up and was like, hey, do you want to go on a date? I don't care if you're 15.
I think it's different for younger girls because I could look at like a 15-year-old girl and say, wow, she's really pretty. She looks really mature. But mm-hmm. I'm never going to look at a 15-year-old guy and be like, oh, he's looking pretty
I've seen,
sexy.
Oh, yeah. Think about,
I don't know that I've seen too many 15-year-olds.
Think about how many of those the teachers have gotten with their students.
That's kind of so creepy, though.
That they look... The gentle frogs that they're getting with are Channing Tatum-looking motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
In high school and shit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes just genes happen, yo.
Yeah. I can't really say anything because...
Genetics. Not pants.
The title of this episode is going to be Jeans Happen, Yo, and I'm spelling it like the pants.
Okay. Okay.
Hells yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
I want everybody to know that the Girls on Girls podcast has drugged me with...
with Sam delicious Adams. Sam Adams delicious. Blackberry wheat beer.
There definitely was something weird in that carrot cake that made me...
Hey, there's a picture of Kurt Cobain making the duck face on the internet.
Who's Kurt Cobain?
Oh, he's so cute.
Who is Kurt Cobain?
Is that what I said?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What it's were fine. You
saying though? Correct
it's
yourself.
It's fine. Moving on.
He's the best.
I was so obsessively in love with Kurt Cobain when I was in high school.
Who wasn't?
Me.
Really?
I was never really in love with Kurt Cobain or Nirvana for that matter.
Way too punk rock for Nirvana.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's true.
It's true.
I don't know.
You're a little young though.
I have a thing for Eddie Vedder.
I was in love with Eddie Vedder as well. I still think he's a fucking hottie as well. I'm not a real huge fan of the what is that word again?
I love that
warbling. What do they call that word that he does? Yarling.
Yarling?
Yarling. That's the actual name for what they call his style of singing that everybody after him adopted.
Oh, word.
Yarling.
You know, out of the Seattle bands, I think that Layne Staley and Chris Cornell had the best voices.
Chris Cornell's voice. Yeah, Layne Staley had an amazing voice. Chris Cornell, I love his voice too.
One of the going back to Sons of Anarchy, sometimes one of the best things about Sons of Anarchy is the soundtrack.
Yeah.
They put some decent songs on
there.
Dude,
they had this song that AJ listens to all the time that I think it was at the end of the first season. It was that John the Regulator.
Yeah.
Revelator.
Revelator. Oh, yeah.
Freaking, I heard that. I'm like, holy shit.
Does he have that cover version? Because I was trying to
He plays it at the shop.
I was trying to figure out who did that cover version.
AJ
because
knows it.
The original song was done by a blues guy named Sunhouse.
Okay.
And it was, I have a recording of it. It's literally a guy singing and clapping.
That's cool.
That's the original song.
If you
song.
Have a copy of that, if you could get that to AJ at some point, you would freaking love that.
Maybe I'll make him a mixtape of my Sunhouse shit. Cause
write some stuff in the notes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, that would be so
little,
dope.
Little messages.
He would love that.
He would love that version, though, because he fucking loves that song.
It's such a great song.
And when I told him about it after I watched that season, I was like, so, that song that you love. He's like, I know, it's on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. It's a good song.
It is a good song.
I want to say, like...
sure, I'm familiar with it, but...
John the Revelator.
Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator.
Maybe not. I heard something somewhere that AJ plays in the shop all the time. I'm like, I know this song, I don't...
It was probably the Devil Makes 3.
Yeah,
maybe.
The one night I was watching Vox the Devil stream, and he was listening to the Devil Makes 3 on Spotify, and I was like, dude... Yeah, I was like,
that makes me
AJ
love
plays
it more.
This. I know. He was like, I love this band, they're so good.
Good choice of music.
Yeah.
John Smith. I know you don't listen to us, but...
Anyway. You don't know that. He might. I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, he might.
Well, maybe.
I'll tell him we blew him up on this, and then he'll listen.
We really did blow him up on this.
Yeah.
Well, he deserves it. He's an awesome dude.
He'd a BF.
My back hurts.
You look like your back hurts.
Yeah.
You got the boyfriend pillow over there?
I do.
Oh, cool.
Husband. The boyfriend. That's funny. Those things are called a husband.
Yeah. So they cuddle you.
Actually, I was looking for one of these for the longest time. And I think Aislinn was the one who was like, dude, they sell them at Target.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, are you serious?
I was like, those pillows that sit up with, like, the arms? Yeah, I just totally fucking saw some at Target.
I was like, I've been looking for one forever. Fucking Target.
Ashley was looking for a husband forever.
I think I went, like, that same day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I wanted something to sit up, like, when I was reading and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In my bed.
She, I forget what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Shit.
Oh! Martian Conspiracy Theory, we're going to be playing mm-hmm. with Crobot.
Are you really?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, now that, you know, you've got the Facebook page, you're putting out the music, do you have shows lined up?
We're working on playing with Crobot, and we're also working with playing with Lesser of Two Evils, which is a semi, like, as local as us kind of band, nice. But they play a lot.
Just for the sake of us not in the know, is Crobot spelled like robot with a C, or is there a W in there?
No, it's Crobot.
God, stop fucking getting the mic stand.
That's okay. Crobot was recently playing with Clutch and the Sword on their East Coast tour.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you saw them at the old Crow Bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Crobot at the Crow Bar.
They were they're really awesome. They sound a lot like I don't know, like I really like the 70s kind of riff rock, kind of Deep Purple to Black Sabbath to Led Zeppelin.
I've always had a problem with the band name Deep Purple. How the fuck does anybody take you seriously with a name like Deep Purple?
Yeah, exactly.
That shit was cool back then.
Yeah.
What about Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah.
Right?
You could just pretty much make up shit and then people would be like, whoa. But
Black Sabbath, like that's like, rah.
Right.
But like, who are you? Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
You're what now?
Right, exactly. It's so weird. But, you know, I mean, Iron Butterfly.
Right.
You know?
In the Garden of Eden by I, Ron Butterfly.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
That is great. They,
another Simpsons reference, folks.
Yeah.
I can do this all night.
They,
I need to watch the Simpsons.
Pretty cool. Like, Simpsons.
They need to put that shit on
Netflix. Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it, folks.
I need to put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Fucking seriously.
Do you have any idea how much Fox would charge Netflix to let them stream The Simpsons?
They're a bunch of bastards.
Well.
Fuck you, Fox.
There's that.
They do have Fox News.
Simpsons, get on a different network.
That's probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
No, I know.
They'll never give them up.
There's,
I think The Simpsons made
Never
going to
let
network.
Them down.
Never going to give them up.
Never going to mess around.
Run around.
And desert them.
Never.
Never.
Won't happen.
Never gonna give.
Never gonna give. Give.
Never gonna give.
Give you up. Never gonna
give. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
You've all just been Rickrolled. Oh. You're welcome.
Oh.
It's so hot in here.
I'm gonna take
it's
off.
It's getting hot in here. Take off all your clothes, Bo.
Yeah, right.
I'm wearing like a tank top under this and I'm debating taking off my long sleeves. There. Are you cracking the window?
Yep.
Crack it up.
Crack it up.
Because your daddy taught you good.
I did not lock the window. Who would lock the window? Don't look at
some weirdo.
Don't look at me when you say that. I do shit.
It was Tina.
Tina, what?
I don't know. Who else comes upstairs in your house?
She doesn't come in here.
You don't know that.
There's ghosts.
I think I.
vengeful spirits vengeful have locked spirits. The window.
Be gone. Anyway.
Now so it's too cold. I don't like it.
Shut up.
My God.
There's a blanket on the back of the couch. Deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
So, do you guys have any kind of date of when you will get your CDs pressed and released?
Hopefully we're sending them out next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you done like a pre-order kind of dealy or?
Not yet.
Kickstarter?
We're probably actually... Didn't even think about pre-orders. We should talk about that. Yeah. But if you want to go to the Facebook page or Reverb Nation, I think it's the same thing, but Reverb Nation / Martian Conspiracy Theory, you can listen to the tunes. And maybe you like it, maybe not. I feel like it's a real love-hate kind of thing. You know, you're either going to really like it or you're really not going to like it. But we sing about the...
Conspiracy theories.
Mars and Bigfoot.
And I love it already.
It's pretty much what we.
It's like watching the Discovery Channel in the 90s.
Pretty much is, yeah. One of our songs is about the first cosmonauts in space.
Nice.
You
mean like the Russians?
Yep.
Nice.
That song's called "Not Going Home."
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good song. We have a song called "Bobo versus Sasquatch."
Bobo.
Yeah, from Finding Bigfoot.
Very nice.
It's great. I'm
into this. Now, have you written any of the songs, or is this all like your singer writes the songs?
As far as lyrics, yeah. Our drummer is also our singer. His name is Matt Vargo. He's a cool guy, and he doesn't afraid of anything. And he sings, and Brady Freese. B-Fries is the bass player, and he and I play the guitar, and we do some the backups and you know, here and there, screaming and, you know,
harmonizing about Sasquatch.
Yeah, doing Sasquatch calls.
Where do I sign up?
If you want to do some Squatch calls, we're there.
No, I'm good.
Okay, fair enough. You know, you got to look out for those tree knocks.
It's true. It's true.
If you hear those tree knocks,
they will hit. Yep. Oh, God, don't do that. You'll deafen us all.
Oh, man. It's just a really good time. It's like a lot of fun and stuff. There's songs about Vikings.
I dig.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't sing enough about the ancient Egyptians. That's one regret that I have.
Hey, there's always time for more songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Many more albums to come.
Yeah.
Now, do you sing about the show Ancient Aliens?
I mean, things might have come up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The opening track for the album is called Meteorite, and there might be some...
There might be a set list directly behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be. There might be a track list there. Yeah. The two-part song is Space Invaders Part 1 and 2.
Oh man, did you sample in some Atari? Oh, okay.
No. No. Oh, man. No.
Why the hell did you miss that opportunity, Bill?
Well, electronic.
A white zombie and get all kinds of samples and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Get
you can be
like,
more human than a human.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys see Lords of Salem?
No.
Is it good?
No. <It's> awfully bad. No, it was.
What did you think of the first Halloween?
I liked it.
The Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, I loved all of his other shit. And I can't say that I hated Lords of Salem, but I mean, it was terrible. It was not up to par.
The Devil's Rejects was not my favorite.
Yeah, it was more like a Cops and Robbers movie. It wasn't really so much a horror. I really loved House of a Thousand Corpses because who the hell didn't?
Right. Yeah. Well, shit the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tootie fucking fruity. We just watched Devil's Rejects the other night.
Nice.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was. Fuck, dude. It was kind of bad.
Oh.
I mean, it's definitely worth Bobby watching. Zombie. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Because. I love Rob Zombie.
I really feel like the second Halloween was he just made it to shut everybody up because everybody's like, when are you gonna make a sequel? When are you gonna make a sequel?
Right.
What happens? When are you gonna make a sequel? You're like, fine, I'll fucking make you a sequel.
Yeah.
Then you'll never ask me for another sequel again.
And wasn't Chris Hardwick and Weird Al in the Halloween too? I know Weird Al was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw.
He was on the talk show.
One.
I know, like,
because they were making
Chris
fun of
Hardwick and Rob Zombie are like best friends.
It's yeah, they crazy. Love each other.
I don't know if I saw the second Halloween.
Yeah, because they're making fun of Malcolm McDowell, and they're on a talk show host, and Weird Al takes a shot at him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like it's fucking good.
I like Weird Al, though.
Yeah, who doesn't like Weird Al? He's a cool dude.
And I like Malcolm McDowell because he's the shit.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Seriously. Don't you have a picture with him?
Yes. He was so cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
He told me I was very pretty.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're a liar. You liar.
And then he was like,
hey, baby.
Yeah.
Come to my hotel room.
Would you care
like,
for some?
No, you're like old and shit.
And he was like, I'll give you some milk.
Yeah.
A little bit of the ultraviolet.
I'm going to get a little Caligula on you.
We'll have a little bit of the in-out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chris Hardwick and Weird Al.
Yeah. Because I think Chris Hardwick played the talk show host.
David Newman.
Yeah.
Hello, yep. Newman.
Weird Al played Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. Yeah, I mean, Weird Al can't really play anyone.
Yeah, that'd be like...
Did you know that he has a song on the Transformers soundtrack?
Dare to Be Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that fucking
song.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about that. I remember watching that, like...
The Devo parody.
Dare to Be Stupid.
Yes.
Oh, God, that kid is fucking creepy.
Yeah, that kid is totally creepy.
Oh, you mean the Michael Myers kid?
Yeah, the little one. Oh, even his... headshot is creepy.
Oh yeah,
that's the kid,
the chubby blonde kid.
Oh, he doesn't look the same anymore.
Yeah,
he looks a little better now than he did back then.
Wait, that's not the kid that was in the first one, though.
That's the kid that's in the second one.
Oh, yeah,
okay. I didn't see that. I saw that one.
How cool was it that the oh, I wish I could remember her name right now. The one lady was in both of the Halloweens. She was in Halloween 5. Because she played the cousin of Michael Myers.
Oh, I don't remember, but yeah, she was dressed up like a clown and ended up like killing somebody with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, what? And then she was also in.
Yeah, she was a teenage girl that spoiler, Michael Myers got pregnant.
Yep.
Definitely didn't see the second one.
Danielle Harris?
Yeah. Because she was also in one of my favorite movies forever, The Last Boy Scout.
Mm.
And if you haven't seen The Last Boy Scout, that was the best buddy cop movie of all time forever.
Buddy cop.
I love buddy cops.
I'm not your buddy friend.
I'm not your friend guy.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
Holy shit.
Holy shnikes.
In Halloween 2, this guy was in it.
Well, who's that guy?
Oh, shit. Unser.
Yeah.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are obsessed.
It's a dope-ass show, dude.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Makes me want to buy a motorcycle and a gun.
I totally am getting a motorcycle one of these days.
Let's get motorcycles.
All right, we can start a club.
I am getting a scooter
this summer.
Let's start
our own MC.
Yeah, let's start our own MC.
I'm not going to say I'm doing it. I'm just actually
We won't run guns. We won't run drugs.
No drugs or guns. No killing people.
We could open prostitution rings.
Oh, yeah. We could just start making porn movies, right?
We've talked about making a porno.
Yeah.
We'd have to pay them in like baked goods, but you know.
Yeah.
They'd have to be volunteers.
Yeah.
I'm not volunteering. I'm not going to be in any porn.
No, me either.
Well, yeah.
Well,
it's going
to
be hard to.
If you make me enough of that carrot cake.
I guess I'm going to have to get into shape because nobody else is going to do this. We
got to
make money, motherfucker.
I know you're looking at me like that, but stop that.
Money.
Stop.
Money. It's just money, baby.
Nobody's paying you. We're paying you in baked goods.
Yeah.
You're so money, baby.
You can pay me in baked goods, but people will download the pornos that I'm in. I get a cool name, right?
You got to pick your name. What's your name going to be?
What are you going to be? Fuzz Muffin?
Carl Hungus?
Oh, what the fuck? Carl Hungus? What the hell does that even mean?
Big Lebowski.
I never saw it.
What?
I know.
No.
Just kill me.
No. Dude, I work fine with a kid that's never seen Grandma's Boy or Super Troopers.
Oh, my God.
That's a little weird.
Really?
He's Grandma's Boy is one of the greatest movies ever.
I work with a guy who didn't like Kick-Ass.
I never saw Kick-Ass either.
I've heard it's good, but I mean.
Yeah, so did I, but I just haven't got around to it.
And
I saw most of it working at the movie theater.
He also never saw Beetlejuice. He also never saw...
That's bad.
When was this kid born?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Because, I mean, I feel like that's going to have
he's
something to do with it.
He's 18 now.
Well, okay. Then okay, I wouldn't be surprised if he's never seen Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but so he hasn't seen, like, a lot of things.
That's all the good movies. You got to introduce him to that shit.
We're trying, like, but he doesn't like any of them.
Movies used to be really good.
I mean, we're trying to show them to him, but he doesn't like them.
You know, the other day I figured out why the men of my generation are Fight Club-y.
Why they are that way?
You know, because, like, I mean... You know, the idea of Fight Club was like basically like, what is a man, and, you know, like, what makes you, like, who you are and stuff like that. Like, is this what you're supposed to be? Is that what you're supposed to be? Your father, basically a lot of absentee fathers and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about the dichotomy of the films of the 80s. Like, on one hand, you had, like, Breakfast Club and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I was thinking about, like, my two favorite or a couple of my favorite movies. So you had, like, The Breakfast Club. Where, like, you know, you want the impossible awesome things to happen. Like, the bad boy gets his life straightened out and, you know, and like, everybody's friends with the nerd somehow.
Yeah.
And then, like, people do backflips while on marijuana.
Is that...
Remember Emilio Estevez gets high and starts, like, flipping through the...
That's
yeah.
That's right.
And he's, like, screams and breaks the windows.
Yeah, but is...
Well...
Is that a result of...
Hold on, I haven't even gotten to the second part of it.
Okay, go
because
ahead.
The dichotomy is like action movies. Like, so every action movie was like you had a gun
Seagal.
Steven Seagal, where you like learned a martial art and had a gun in case, like, you know, a loved one gets kidnapped or murdered by like a corrupt cop or something like that. You know what I mean?
Find
like,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you like if you grow up in a world where it's like Revenge of the Nerds. And then Revenge of Steven Seagal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, like, and, like, they're just as popular. You know, it's so weird to me.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe that's why, like,
Yeah, but is it a result of where, like, the men acting like the movies, or were the movies acting like the men?
I think that it's just, like, it sent so many mixed signals to you about, like, what you should, like, because who do you look up to? Like, who did I look up to? I looked up to Steven Seagal, and I also looked up to, like, you know, I can't remember his name.
Guys from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, yeah, Louis Skolnick, and, you know, I mean, Lamar and shit. Yeah.
You would really like the show King of the Nerds. I watched that.
Oh, yeah.
It's on TBS.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Curtis Armstrong and that guy are the hosts.
Yeah, Booger and Louis Skolnick, yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
It's so weird to me, though. Like,
well, maybe back in the days, like, when the kids who were born in, let's say, like, the 60s, their parents, you know, they grew up in that era where, like, the dad was the guy that would go out and, like, earn the money, and the mom was usually at home.
Right.
You know, and...
And then the dad would come home and beat the shit out of the kid. That was the only...
Yeah, a lot of the dads back then were, like, just...
The Punisher.
Manly men, you know what I mean? So, like, I guess in the 80s, that's when men started getting... Or maybe the 60s.
Yeah.
The late 60s, 70s, 80s is when men were, like, trying to, like, be more...
Sensitive,
maybe. So then that's where, like, the
but I think that
those
that,
kind of movies came from. But then you're also,
I think maybe those movies came. Movies. I think it was maybe the opposite a little bit. And also, I'm not the type of person that thinks that, like, you know, music or movies or video games or any of that shit influences people to, like, kill people. See, I told you, Chiga. But
CC
anyway.
Chugs.
Yes. But I don't think that, you know, like, it can influence you that much. But I'm sure it definitely has a bit of. Like, you know, when you look up to your when you find out that your idols are, like, you know, bullshit or whatever, it kind of crushes you.
Well, Steven Seagal is not bullshit.
No.
That motherfucker.
He's still on. Shit. Yeah, he's still, like, he works with the sheriff's department and, like, this. He trains the SWAT teams, and he's fat right now, still train their SWAT team.
Dude,
so I mean,
he's like a ridiculous jiu-jitsu master.
Yeah,
like,
or I thought it was Aikido. He might do a jiu-jitsu as well.
He did some, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've
seen him take a handgun and shoot the head off of a match.
He's a fucking maniac.
Yeah,
like, he could fuck some people up.
Yeah, he can shoot the heads off of matches with a handgun.
You would be really surprised at the shit that
is amazing aim.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. And I'm not talking like it takes him 20 tries. Like,
he could
probably kill
somebody with a fucking finger, too.
Yeah.
he
probably could do it, like, in 20 different ways.
Yeah. But then you also have, like, Schwarzenegger and stuff like that, too. You know what I mean? Like, the big action movies of the 80s. So, I wonder if that's why, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think that
was when everything started to get over the top. Like, movies where, like, you could do big... action movies and shit, like, big over the top, like, the 80s were all about over the top everything.
Yes.
So of course the action movies are gonna be stupid and over the top ridiculous.
Are there movies like The Breakfast Club now?
None that I can think
I don't
of
know.
I mean, there are, like, teenager
movies, like,
and
Juno
stuff.
Or like,
yeah, the movies now are more like, they are, the younger,
like,
kids are a lot more 500
Days of Summer. I don't know what you're getting at here.
Aikido.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I could have sworn he knew jiu-jitsu, too, but...
That's Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, I know that. I thought everybody just did jiu-jitsu.
They should.
I know that he was friends with Bruce Lee, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jackie Chan.
Yeah. It's so weird. But yeah, I don't know. But, like...
I don't know.
And also, I was thinking about how, like... The movies nowadays, like, they talk about how, like, movies are so violent, but every violent movie is rated PG-13. Like, The Hunger Games is PG-13.
Yeah.
It's kids killing kids, dude.
There's not... Movies aren't any more violent now than they were back
They're probably less violent.
Yeah.
But the only difference is that...
I don't know. Have you seen Hobo with a Chainsaw?
You mean Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Roger Hauer?
Yeah.
Ooh. I haven't seen it yet, but...
It's basically RoboCop, dude. It's no more violent than RoboCop.
Why are you kidding me?
Okay, let's go watch RoboCop.
Yeah, go watch the 80s first RoboCop.
I thought I did.
There's some brutal shit in some
of
these movies.
There's a guy who falls into toxic waste and he starts melting and then gets hit by a car. They completely blow a dude apart.
Yeah.
Several dudes, in fact.
They did some really
Maybe
fun
I've never
shit.
Seen it.
Yeah. I'd buy that for a dollar. Anyway.
They did some fun shit back in the 80s with special effects.
Yeah. Back when they did real special effects and none of the CG bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think that they'd be able to figure out better things nowadays with the CG. Huh. I'm going to push my glasses up now, guys.
Yeah, we're all old.
Oh, Jesus.
Shall we, then?
Ow.
Yeah. So, we have a little announcement to make that may make some of you listeners a little sad. But,
yeah.
This episode is the last that you will hear from Lauren for a little while. She's taking a hiatus.
I'm hiatusing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I know. I don't know.
Shit happens, dude.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
She's moving to Mexico.
I'm moving to Mexico, damn it.
She's going to come back. And we all know
that there's no Skype, there's no computers in Mexico, so she can't.
Nope. That's right.
No. Can't do it. Yeah, it's just a personal decision. I love everybody, but...
There's no ill feelings, like Lauren's not fired.
I fucking hate everybody, and this is dumb, and you guys suck. I'm out.
But... I'm out! Drop the mic.
No,
please don't drop the mic.
Just other stuff. Just too much other stuff. But
life happens.
And maybe I can be a guest still sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll have you back anytime that you want to come back.
If I think of a juicy topic.
I like juice.
Juicers.
But yeah.
Juicers, man.
So it's been good. Thanks to all you guys for listening for as long as you have. You've all been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Except for the people who left us horrible reviews, but you're probably still not listening anyway.
Yeah, you're probably not listening anymore.
And if you are, go away.
Why are you still listening? You're an asshole.
Yeah, you're liars.
Yeah. And you know what? We don't eat during the episodes anymore, so shut
up. Not so much. Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
We've been lazy with the snacks.
No noises, though.
We took a break.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Bums.
That's the news. Oh,
yeah. Well. So.
You guys will get over it.
So over it already.
My heart's broken.
Still see you guys. We got to make monthly appointments to hang out.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to.
At least.
I'm serious.
Yes.
We'll do that. It's not gonna be one of those things where we say we're going to and then it's just we get too busy.
I'll just fucking show up at your house.
That's all right.
Word.
We can do that. Pick me up on the way.
All right. Your house isn't on the way.
It's not?
No.
All right. I'll pick you up.
You pick her up on the way.
That works better.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
Sure.
Apparently, I don't know where Lauren lives.
No. So then, just drive to my house, and then I'll drive us.
Okay.
She lives on the moon.
I live in Mexico now, apparently. I have terrible directions,
and I have been to your house.
I know.
Just drive to Mexico. You'll get there.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just start heading south.
Just keep driving south. You can't go wrong.
I don't know which way is south.
Actually, if you just keep driving south, you'll end up in Florida, so you'll have to go west at some point.
Yeah, that would
suck.
But just don't go too far west, because then you'll fucking end up in California.
Well, this sounds messy.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so...
But if you get to California and then keep going south, you'll wind up in Mexico.
Right.
Now you guys know why I don't want a podcast anymore. It just takes too goddamn long to get here.
True. True.
So anyway.
All right.
That's it for this week, peoples. So...
Martian conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Martian conspiracy theory. Check that shit out.
Check the CD
when it comes out.
Yeah.
Buy it. Yes.
Come see our television shows. Wait. Our stage shows.
Yes. I think we're all getting a little bit punchy.
Get a little ahead of yourself.
Punch.
No, I'm just tired.
I'm just a little bit sick.
Can we wrap this up? Because I got to pee.
Yeah.
Everybody say bye.
Gotta go. I still gotta pee.
Bye.